Manatees in Florida are starving, and that has led to an unprecedented die-off, which is now projected to last years. Many of those deaths have been in the Indian River Lagoon. That's one of the most crucial but distressed habitats in the world for manatees, and it no longer grows their main food source, seagrass. As Amy Green of WMFE reports, to save the manatees, the lagoon must be rescued too.
The Indian River Lagoon on Florida's east coast is one of the most biodiverse estuaries on the continent. But just a quick boat trip from Satellite Beach, a small but vital effort is underway to regrow the seagrass.
We're pulling up to a site that is tucked away inside of mangrove fringe habitat that abuts the Banana River.
Nicholas Frank Sanzoni of the city of Satellite Beach says more than 13,000 plugs were planted here last year at this 1-acre site, along with oysters and clams to serve as natural water filters. The effort was successful until an animal, a manatee perhaps, ate the seagrass.
If we can get seagrass to grow here, the odds are that we can get it to grow in similar locations throughout the lagoon.
Saving the lagoon would be a monumental effort. Decades of nutrient pollution flowing from fast-growing communities and farmlands along the lagoon shores have led to ongoing harmful algae blooms that have left large swaths of the lagoon barren of seagrass. One estimate is that comprehensive restoration would cost $5 billion and take some 20 to 30 years to complete. Virginia Barker is director of Brevard County's Natural Resources Management Department.
Nobody has done this scale of restoration from a system this impacted.
The county is putting $500 million toward the effort, which involves, among other things, wastewater treatment plant upgrades, septic to sewer conversions, and hundreds of stormwater treatment projects, all aimed at cleaning up nutrient pollution and the harmful algae blooms. Barker says the effort is showing promise, but was developed at a time when there still was seagrass in the lagoon.
The amount of nutrient reduction that is needed to flip that system back to a seagrass-dominated oligotrophic system may be much more than what the prior modeling had indicated.
The Florida legislature committed $8 million toward manatee habitat restoration. The funding will go toward a series of projects, several of them involving regrowing seagrass in the Indian River Lagoon, including the Satellite Beach Project. But there are fears the harmful algae blooms could get worse as water temperatures warm with climate change. Several environmental groups have sued over the manatees' habitat. They want the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to update and strengthen protections that have not been revised since 1976. A few miles from the Satellite Beach restoration site, Pat Rose of the Save the Manatee Club eyes the lapping water. Behind him looms a Cape Canaveral power plant, where the cold, sensitive manatees gather for warmth during the winter. Here, the wildlife agencies have resorted to providing supplemental lettuce for starving manatees in the Indian River Lagoon. Rose says the manatees will need a lot more than lettuce to thrive.
This is a situation we thought never would happen, and it certainly never should have happened.
Already this year, some 400 manatees are dead in Florida, a number that tracks closely with this time last year. For NPR News, I'm Amy Green along the Indian River Lagoon.